WDIY Allentown, you're listening to The Blend. That was Dina Hall with Angel off of her album Logic in the Heart. And coincidentally, we have Dina Hall in the studio today. Say hi, Dina.
Hey.
Dina just sprinted over here from the farmer's market. She's very involved in the community and the local music scene. How long have you been playing for, Dina?
I've been playing probably out in the real world since 98, but here in the Lehigh Valley since around 2000 or so.
And you're playing Music Fest?
Playing Music Fest this Sunday.
This Sunday. And what stage are you going to be on?
Liederplatz.
What time?
5:30.
Now, how long have you been playing Music Fest for? Is this, how many times
since
have you played?
Since 2008, I started on Main Street and moved on to Lyrikplatz, the singer-songwriter stage, and then on to Liederplatz in 2010.
And now, you know, most of the people that listen to WDOY, a lot of local people, know about Music Fest. They know the scene. They know, but there's some people that are listening online that might be traveling from outside the area, might be their first Music Fest.
Yeah.
How would you characterize a Dina Hall set at Music Fest? What should they expect?
Well, it's going to be at Liederplatz, which is really the folk venue, if you want to call it that. Traditionally, it's been the folk venue. I know that things are a little different this year. There is some jazz there. And there's some other stuff going on, but the thing about it, what I try to do and why I really like that venue is because the style of music that I play, even with a full band, is a folk rock based sort of a rootsy, organic kind of music. But then we do have a bit of a full band sound. We're gonna have full keyboard, Hammond B3 and a Wurlitzer.
Wow.
And that's a little added
it's
extra
a little intense.
Cool stuff.
I'm yeah. excited for that. Well, you're going to give us a taste, just a taste. This is a stripped-down version we're going to hear. And is it going to be off the Logic in the Heart album?
It is the title track.
The title
Logic
track.
Logic in the Heart.
All right. All go right. for it.
Nothing you say ever comes out right, and all your intent is misconstrued. What do you do? What can you do? Every day is just like the last. No matter how hard you try, what do you do? What can you do? You can't let go. Changes don't come easy. There's no way out, no way to win. Something's bound to break into little pieces when logic and the heart won't give in. After you've given all of yourself, you just can't give anymore. What do you do? What can you do? Changes don't come easy. There's no way out, no way to win. Something's bound to break into little pieces when logic and the heart won't give in. Would you turn around, slow down and listen? Blame is the only open road, and it leads into
won't come easy. There's no way out, no way to end. Something's bound to break into little pieces when logic and the heart won't give in. When logic and the heart won't give in.
All right, that was Dina Hall with Logic and the Heart, live in the studio at WDIY on The Blend. Very powerful lyrics in that song. It's a title track of the album. What was the writing process like for you for this album, specifically that song?
Well, the writing process on this was really, really simple. I mean, most of these songs that are on this album, aside from obviously the cover song, which is a John Prine song, Angel from Montgomery, all of the ones I wrote were born out of one or two specific recurring instances in my own life that I could relate to other people. And so what I did was I took those things that I was experiencing, or maybe someone around me, because a couple of them really are about people around me, what they or I were experiencing, and then try to broaden the subject a bit to appeal to how other people might be able to relate to it in their own way.
And isn't that what music is about?
That's pretty much, you know, every time you listen to a song, right, you say, oh, wow, they're like talking to me. They're telling my whole life story in that song.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually new to Twitter, which is really, mm-hmm. really too. Bad. Well, I was reading some of your tweets before I got here.
I'm having
here.
Fun with it, actually.
They're very good. They're very interesting. One of them was, I have no secrets, only boring stories.
Well, that's what I was going to tell people about today because, you know, I don't have like deep dark secrets in a closet that I'm gonna, you know, open up in an interview. But I could tell you some stories. You might like them. You might not like them.
But people relate. Yeah. So I mean, but you know, that's what comes across in your music. So we'll let you tell stories that way again because you're gonna do another song.
Mm-hmm.
Is it off the same album?
Yes, it is. And this is actually a story song, which I do. Generally, every time I play this, I try to tell a different lead-in story to it. And if you don't mind, I do have to tune my E string down.
That's what live radio and is all about. This is
so
the fun
of
it.
I know two tunings. I know standard and I know drop D. So and then I work off of that. And so the song really was born out of a moment that happened one night. I was working in the kitchen, and I was making sandwiches for my dad's 80th birthday party, which I was catering, and I was making a lot of sandwiches, like 100 sandwiches. And at some point, I felt the presence of my paternal grandmother, which, you know, obviously that's my father's mother, who. Really, the one thing I will remember her for is cooking, and we had a really good relationship. And she was always cooking, and she'd never sit down at the table. And so while I was cooking, making these sandwiches, I kind of felt her presence there. There we go. So I started thinking of all these times when I kind of felt her just being around me, and I saw similarities in the two of us, and we were pretty close. And so that's how the song came about. It's called Woman and Me. The oldest daughter of your only son, some would say your favorite one. I could have been more like you, I suppose. Well, that's not how the story goes.
I remember I was 17. I had a car and a childhood dream. I drove you round and round and round some more. The doctor's office or the grocery store. In the back seat with the rosary beads, what were you praying for? Were you praying for me, for the woman and me, the woman and me, the woman in me is a little bit of you and a little bit of me. That lonely winter back in 93, you left a song inside of me. A cemetery in the cold, cold rain. And every Christmas I still feel the pain. In the front seat with my high heels on, I took my dress off and threw it on the floor. Oh, the woman and me, the woman and me, the woman in me is a little bit of you and a little bit of me. Sometimes now when I'm all alone, see your shadow move across the room. Feel your eyes watching over me. And I wonder, do you like what you see? Strong hands and the dark eyes and warm arms that hold my children close and my lover goodnight. Oh, the woman and me, the woman and me, the woman in me is a little bit of you.
WDIY Allentown, you're listening to The Blend, and we have Dina Hall live in the studio, just performed the track Woman in Me off her album Logic and the Hearts. And if you just joined us, we were just talking about storytelling and how lyrics to songs, you can listen to the song and, you know, think it was written about you. And I really think that that song was written about my grandmother. Now, you know, I do have to ask, though, you know, when you were making the sandwiches in the kitchen, did you feel like maybe she was thinking you were you doing it the right way, or could you hear her saying?
Oh, she always knew. I watched her. I watched her forever. And she She was great. She was just approving, just totally approving, and happy that I was doing this for the family.
Yeah, yeah. Now, is she into music too?
Or? Oh, she couldn't sing to save her life, but
so she'd be very proud of this.
She'd be very proud of it. She loved. I remember on Sunday nights we'd sit and watch the Barbara Mandrell, the Mandrell sisters show, and Lawrence Welk, and she'd sometimes I'd be in church with her and she'd sing and she croaked like a frog, but I, you know.
So
but she was 80 years old by then.
Yeah. Well, where can people get the CD if they would?
The easiest thing to do to find out is to just go to my website, dinahall.com, and there's a link to CD Baby where you can do it. You can pick it up over at the Compact Disc Center here in Bethlehem, Home and Planet here in Bethlehem. I've got it at a couple of retail spots, or just find me at any show, send me an email. I'll be happy to mail it to you, or come to Music Fest and get it there.
Yeah, and we want to remind people when and on what stage you're playing at Music Fest.
Liederplatz, this Sunday, 5:30 till 8:30.
Great. And, you know, you have to check her out live because she's great in the studio. I know it's great coming over the air, but you have to see it in person. So be sure to check out Dina Hall Sunday at Music Fest and go to dinahall.com to pick up her CD, Logic and the Heart. Thank you, Dina. It was a pleasure. We're going to do some Bruce Springsteen now on The Blend.
Oh, how nice.